Folks, this is Iron Geek, and welcome to another episode of Today with a Techie. Today's episode is on war nibbling, also called blue casing, at least by myself. Blue casing is the act of finding devices to intrude or steal via the Bluetooth signal. For those who do not know, Bluetooth is a wireless networking technology that is geared more towards PANs, personal area networks, while Wi-Fi, 802.11a, b, g, and so forth, are geared more towards LANs. An oversimplified way of looking at it is Bluetooth is meant to be a wireless replacement for the common functions of USB, and Wi-Fi is more of a wireless replacement for Ethernet. That's a massively simplified version of things. Many high-end phones, laptops, PDAs, car stereos, and other electronics are being shipped with Bluetooth capability, so they can communicate either by sending audio or digital signals to each other. For example, your PDA tells your phone to dial a number and send the output to your headset or car stereo. For more info on how Bluetooth works, check out the Wikipedia entry on it. You could see blue casing as being sort of like war driving, except you're looking for Bluetooth devices instead of 802.11 access points. There have been examples recently of people going out and using Bluetooth devices to find other Bluetooth devices that are worth stealing in parking lots and so forth. You can find links on the website that I'll list in the show notes. This article is not intended to help people learn to steal expensive toys, but to cover the basics of how Bluetooth devices can find one another. Bluetooth or war nibbling does not have to be for larceny. Someone could merely be curious what devices are out there, or they may be planning to test for known exploits to retrieve personal information from the devices, known as blue snarfing. For more in-depth technical information, read Ollie Whitehouse's article that I'll have linked in the show notes. What follows is a brief synopsis of how blue casing is done, what tools are used, and what things can be done to make it harder for thieves to find Bluetooth devices. Most Bluetooth stacks have some way of discovering other devices built into the interface. Now, the most common stacks you'll run into are Linux's Blues stack, that's with a Z on the end, or Windows, even the one that comes by default from Microsoft, or Widecom's particular Bluetooth stack. Which particular stack you'll need for which particular tool depends on the tool. Now, for built-in discovery methods to work, allow discovery must be enabled. Windows XP and Vista with the default Microsoft Bluetooth stack have discovery turned off by default. Other operating systems and Bluetooth stacks will vary. A lot of cell phones I've ran into seem to have discovery on by default, making them easier to connect to your PAN, but also easier to locate. Most devices allow you to turn off discovery if you wish. Search around the GUI or what command line tools you have to use to turn off discovery. Now, while all you really need is the built-in tools that come with the stack, more than likely you'll want to use some extra tools just to ease the finding of other Bluetooth devices and give you more information about them. Also, depending on the particular Bluetooth stack, there are ways of finding the device even if discovery is turned off. My favorite tool for this sort of task is BT Scanner for Linux. There's also a Windows version, however, it does not have all the same features. These tools are nice because of the quick access they give you to information such as the device type and available services. The MS Windows ones I've tested require to use Microsoft's Bluetooth stack, not the Widecom one. All the Linux tools I've seen use the Blues stack. To my knowledge, I don't know of any other Bluetooth stack for Linux. There might be one that exists, but Blues is the official one and seems to be the one everybody supports. To see screenshots of these tools, visit the webpage listed in the show notes. As you've probably guessed, if you don't want your device to be found, you will choose to disable Allow Discovery in whatever configuration of the stack you're using. But in versions of Bluetooth before 1.2, which introduced anonymity mode, it was possible to find cloaked devices by trying to connect it to a Bluetooth address, a 48-bit address which functions more or less like a MAC address does in Ethernet. Ollie Whitehouse wrote a tool called Red Fang that will brute force possible Bluetooth addresses and try to connect to them, thus finding them whether or not they reply to discovery probes. Since then, tools like BT Scanner for Linux have implemented the same technique. Keep in mind, while it's possible to find Bluetooth devices using this technique, I doubt most thieves will use it since it's very time-intensive, since you have to increment through all the possible Bluetooth addresses that a certain device might have. Most thieves aren't going to have that much time. Then again, with multiple dongles on one machine and multi-threading, the discovery speed could be massively increased. It took a couple of tweaks to get Bluetooth Scanner to compile and run on my Linux box, so you may just want to use the Backtrack boot CD to try running it on your laptop. To my knowledge, no Windows tool exists that can brute force the Bluetooth address to discover in this particular mode, but you can run the Backtrack CD in VMware and use a USB dongle. While BT Scanner for Linux is not as pretty as its Windows counterpart, it has worked more reliably for me. Now, if you plan on going out there and testing how ward nibbling and blue casing works, you'll probably want to find yourself a good Bluetooth device. If your laptop already comes with Bluetooth, you'll probably just want to use what you have. But if not, you need to choose a good Bluetooth dongle to test blue casing with. Bluetooth comes in three power classes. Roughly, class 1 is good out for about 100 meters, class 2 is good for only 10 meters, and class 3 is like 1 meter or less. Obviously, we want to select the device with as much oomph as we can get. I use an MSI StarKey 2.0 USB Bluetooth 2.0 transceiver because its power class is 1, supports Bluetooth 2.0, gives you access to the Widecom Bluetooth stack if you need it, and it runs great on both Linux with the BlueStack and also underneath Windows. You may also want to Google around for directions on making your own directional antennas, which you can solder onto your Bluetooth dongle, thus increasing its range or making it directional. Keep in mind that just because someone can find a device does not mean they can exploit it. Bonding pins and other security features will most likely keep data intruders at bay, if implemented correctly. However, some phones are susceptible to blue snuffing attacks and social engineering via bluejacking. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode.